hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and the sisters. We have all gathered here by the will of the Master to dwell in his presence, to gain the reorientation that would enable us to tune to the work of the Master and to perform the service that he intends through us. December call is a call of fulfillment, just like May call. In the clockwise movement of the zodiac, we have the December call and the 10th sun sign Capricorn, which is a sign of fulfillment. In the reverse wheel, May call falls in that house, which is again 10th house, and there again there is the fulfillment. 10th house in the horoscope of any person indicates what is it that is to be fulfilled in this life, while the first house tells us the methodology through which the fulfillment can happen. The first house decides the purpose. The 10th house gives the needed fulfillment when the purpose is fulfilled. The Master, being a master of astrology, he chose these 2 days, that is May 29th and December 29th, as the days of initiation, for the simple reason that one is 10th house in the clockwise direction, while the other is the 10th house in the anti-clockwise direction. In the clockwise direction, Capricorn is the 10th house. In the anti-clockwise direction, Gemini is the 10th house. So he chose these 2 sun signs to initiate so that we are fulfilled through the principle of brotherhood. If you see Gemini, it is the 3rd house in the clockwise direction. And if you see Capricorn, it is the 3rd house in the anti-clockwise direction. So through brotherhood, one is fulfilled. There is no other way. Brotherhood of beings and fatherhood of God. This is how the scriptures speak of. There is the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of beings. Beings include all beings, not only humans. Therefore, our attitude towards the beings, our relation with the beings, shall have to be developed in such a manner that we are brotherly to the plant, you are brotherly to the animal, you are brotherly to the humans, and you play the role of being an younger brother to devas, to pitris. In all these categories of beings we have, there is only one father, and all the bhutani, meaning the beings, the prani samudaya, they constitute the one universal brotherhood. Amidst human universal brotherhood, there is human brotherhood. Amidst the human brotherhood, there is the brotherhood emerging from the filial relationship. So our relation with all, without exception, shall have to be brotherly. The animals and the plants and the minerals should be seen as younger brothers, and the devas of planetary plane, solar plane and cosmic plane have to be seen as the elder brothers, and we establish a right relation with all the beings who are juniors to us and who are seniors to us. By this we accomplish the spirit of brotherhood, which result in gaining cooperation from all the beings, which in turn would fulfill us. That's why there are two terms that we should constantly remember. That is, one is brotherhood, the other is fulfillment. Through brotherhood, you get fulfilled. And to experience that brotherhood, we are instructed to form into groups and see the brother in the other, but not the other. Normally, in the mundane world, even in the brother, we see the other. Two brothers do not agree. Two brothers who emerge from the same parents, they do not see each other well. But the spirit of yoga demands that we see the brother in the other. The brother in the other has to be seen, and never try to see the other, because there is no other in the truest sense. There is no other. Na itara, na itaraani, that's how we say in Sanskrit. There is no other, it's only the one as the other. Therefore, to see the other as much as you see oneself is what is called brotherhood. So that spirit of brotherhood should exist with all the beings around us. The younger brothers shall have to be tenderly handled, but not roughly handled. The weaker beings should be handled with love, with tenderness, with sympathy, and with compassion, and be respectful to the elder ones who can be of help to us. This is the essential theme of the universal brotherhood, which is promoted by the seers of all times. The great beings descend again and again to remind us of the very fundamental steps. The very fundamental steps are generally overlooked, and we gather a lot of mental fund in the name of knowledge, which has no meaning unless the fundamentals are in operation. Initiations happen when the fundamentals take place. If you don't have the right foundation, you cannot build the superstructure. Therefore, as far as possible, during the wakeful hours, see the brother in the other and relate in a spirit of cooperation. Cooperation is another word which is most dear to the seers. It is for this reason, mystically, Master CVV has chosen a day in the month of Gemini. Gemini stands for brotherhood because it is the third sunset. And a day in Capricorn, which is again a sign of brotherhood in the reverse order. Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn. That's the reverse order. And the regular order is Aries, Taurus, Gemini. So Gemini has one sign, Capricorn has the other sign, which is generally seen by astrologers as Sastastaka, meaning 6 and 8 combination, which is a difficult combination. కాంబినేషన్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ సీన్ యాజ్ డిఫికల్ట్ కాంబినేషన్స్ యాజ్ అష్టాష్టకాస్ ఆర్ నాట్ డిఫికల్ట్ వెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ ది అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఇన్ ది రివర్స్డ్ మేనర్. ఆల్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ ఈజ్ టు రివర్స్ ది హోల్ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ స్పీకింగ్ అండ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ యాక్షన్స్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ వెన్ వీ కన్సిడర్ దీస్ డైమెన్షన్స్ we see a great step is achieved by the master by setting the two grand initiation days. One is as May call on 29th May, another is as December call in the month of Capricorn, 29th December. So by Capricorn and Gemini one has to dwell. Then we come to know that the master demands that we orient ourselves to be brotherly to each and every being without exception. Do not abuse people. There are many who are willing to oblige me, but that does not mean that I abuse them. I should give the right kind of approach towards him. I should share knowledge. I should share the tenderly love. I should try to cooperate with them. I should try to inspire them. I should try to encourage them and never use them. Using a junior brother by a senior brother is seen as abuse. Such abuses have very strong punishments. In the garden of the father, all children are equally dear to him. If one child abuses another child, the father is never pleased. A stronger one, when he abuses the weaker one, the father is never happy, isn't it? So what we call brotherhood is what Jesus Christ calls as love. And that is what Master CVV calls as friends. He chose the word friend. And he also defined what friend is. Friend is the one who has a free end. Meaning, there are no obligations inter se. There are no obligations inter se. And yet each cooperates with the other. The cooperation is not on the basis of some expectations or on the basis of some obligations. Between father and son, there are obligations. Between wife and husband, there are obligations. Between a businessman and his client, there are obligations. Between the supplier and the businessman, there are obligations. The whole world runs by obligations. The farmer grows the crop with an obligation to make money out of it. And some gardener grows gardens with an expectation. And people rear animals, there are expectations. There is a kind of give and take. Give and take is worldly. It's all commerce. Give and take is worldly. But in the spiritual world, it's a question of volunteering to cooperate. I cooperate not because I'm compelled. You cooperate not because you are compelled. That is where the free will prevails. No one compels you to come here. If you have come here, you have come on account of the free will that you hold with you. No one can compel me to come here. I'm very sure about it. But I feel the immense need to come here. As much as you feel the need to come here, I feel the need to come here, where no one is obligated to the other, but we all perform with free will in good cooperation. Therefore, every group life remains a good success. It gives the needed joy. It gives needed fulfillment. I know I should first thank all those who have come here. There are persons who have come all the way from South America, that too, in the southern part of South America, that is Argentina. They have come all the way. For what? To be in the group, to experience the presence of the Master. And the compulsion is more an impulsion but not compulsion, meaning from within one is propelled to move to the group life. No one demands. No one demands. So also there are persons coming from other parts of the, like Brazil, another nation in South America. There are persons coming from Germany, various parts of Germany, various parts of Spain. In all this year, 11 people are coming from 11 countries, including Cuba and Russia. It only shows us the grand personality of the Master, is Vishwarupa, that he decides who should attend where and experience him, so that they gain the needed spirit of brotherhood. And groups are to be formed only to as platforms for experimentation of the spirit of cooperation. In groups there are persons who use the group members. In the same group there are persons who are useful to group members. Those who are useful to group members are those who are extending cooperation. As much you extend cooperation, you walk into the presence of the Master. As much as you receive cooperation from all directions, you are getting into the peripheries of the ashram of the Master. Just don't use people. If people are willing to cooperate, make sure that they are appropriately utilized. Don't use them left and right as you like. It can be a kid, it can be an elderly person, it can be of any age. All are beings. All are beings. One may be living in a tender body. One may be living in a very older body. But the being is the one. Though in spite of so much knowledge that we have, we only see by the form. We don't see the indweller of the form. When I see my grandchild, I can't take him as a little thing or a granddaughter. Not only me, you too. Though whomsoever you see as small kids, they are not small. They are small by form. But as being, they are as much as you are. And sometimes even maybe much bigger than him. Who knows? Just he happens to be your son or grandson. You can't take it for granted that he is your junior. That's where the brotherhood remains. He is as much a brother to you in the spiritual parlance. And the worldly relation may exist, but you have to be carefully handling the worldly relationship. A man handling his wife and the woman handling his man. In all those relations, we have to learn. We have to learn. We don't learn because we are stuck with form. We are not associated with the life dimension of the being. There is the form aspect, there is the life aspect. As beings, we all come from the same source. Namaivansho jiva loke. That's how in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, a father does not draw automatically an authority over his son. You should treat your son as your friend. You should treat your grandson as your friend. Granddaughter as your friend. A man does not draw authority over his lady. You should treat her as your friend. Friend for life. The very ritual says we have become friends. We walk together. So friendliness is a situation where one cooperates with the other without one feeling the obligation towards the other. దట్స్ వేర్ బృందావనాస్ ఆర్ బిల్డ్ అదర్వైజ్ దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ గ్రూప్స్ విచ్ బికమ్ ఏ బర్నింగ్ గ్రౌండ్ ఫర్ పీపుల్ ఏ గ్రూప్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి ఏ బర్నింగ్ గ్రౌండ్ వేర్ సమ్ పీపుల్ గెట్ బర్న్డ్ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ అదర్స్ సమ్ పీపుల్ గెట్ బర్న్డ్ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ అదర్స్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ బర్న్డ్ క్లియర్ దేర్ కర్మ దోస్ హూ హ్యావ్ కాజ్డ్ ది బర్నింగ్ దే రిసీవ్ దట్ కర్మ కర్మ అక్యూములేట్స్ విత్ దోస్ హూ కీప్ ఎక్స్ప్లాయిటింగ్ ది పీపుల్ అరౌండ్ వైల్ కర్మ ఈజ్ యూటిలైజ్డ్ ఆన్ దోస్ ఇన్ హూమ్ ది కోఆపరేషన్ వెంట్ అవుట్ అండ్ హెల్ప్డ్ పీపుల్ వితౌట్ ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్స్ దట్స్ వేర్ ది హోల్ గేమ్ కీప్స్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఎనర్జీ మూమెంట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ ఆన్ ది బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ కోఆపరేషన్ ఎక్స్టెండెడ్ ఆర్ కోఆపరేషన్ సాట్ దట్స్ ఆల్ అబౌట్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిసీవ్ కోఆపరేషన్ యూ ఆర్ అక్యుములేటింగ్ కర్మ అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఇన్ టర్న్ గివ్ కోఆపరేషన్ ఇన్ సమ్ అదర్ వేరే at the end of the day what you offer should be more than what you receive at the end of the day what you offer shall have to be more than what you receive and that's where the cooperation spirit is measured all for one is what we see in all these ashrams where there is guru shishya relationship is all for one but the truth is one for all as much as the teacher receives he has to do manifold things for the students for their upliftment otherwise he gets more and more stuck in the obligated karma therefore this brotherhood is what is intended by the master to be reoriented in us We should make sure that our spirit of brotherhood is rearranged. Prayers are meant not for opening doors inside one's own being. Please remember. That's why Master Sivi said these are prayers, not meditation. The prayer enables the Master to make the needed psychical adjustments in us. So that you truly gain within and you truly gain outside in terms of fulfillment. There is a statement coming from a master of wisdom which I would like to show you that he says to open the doors inside, you have to open the doors outside. To open the doors inside, behind the group, there stands the door before them opens out the way behind the group the door opens that means more and more you work for the group more and more you serve the group the doors inside would open more and more you get served by the group the doors are closed more and more you fight in the groups the doors are completely closed a group is a platform for cooperation you should see what is it that I offer to this group What is it that I can see from the group? He is bringing your old way of doing things. Isn't it? The old way is to see what is it that I get from the surroundings. The new way is to see what is it that you can offer to the surroundings. That's the whole difference. The first is called Swardha. The second is called Yajnardha. The second is Yajnardha. Meaning, you are offering yourself to the surroundings. Swartha is you are seeking him from every corner towards you. These are the two different things. The more and more one becomes important in the group, he is at that threshold of danger of receiving more from the group than offering to the group. He may be respected and taken care of in every dimension, but then he is getting more and more and more obligated, and therefore he has to offer something much more valuable than all that aggregate of cooperation that he receives. So therefore, behind the group is the door. That's the statement. Behind the group, there stands the door. That means you have to go to the group, and thereby you gain the inner cooperation of the devas. Inner cooperation of the devas within your own being. There are devas in the Sahasrara and the seers in Sahasrara. There are devas related to Ajna or the sixth plane. And there are devas relating to throat. There are devas relating to the heart. How do we gain their cooperation? Unless you show cooperation to the beings down under. The famous painting of Da Vinci, the hand of God is on your shoulder when your hand is towards the weak and me. When you set your hand to help those who are weaker than you, meeker than you, less fortunate than you, when you set your hand towards them, already this hand of a higher energy or an elder brother is on you. We just try to extend our hand to a master of wisdom, isn't it? By looking towards masters of wisdom, we don't get any response from the other side. By extending your hand towards those who really need, there are so many beings in the world who are in need of basic things. As much as you orient towards them, even in the group there are some who require more support from you. You may require support at the psychological level. They may require support at the emotional level. They may require support at the intellectual level. They may require support at the physical level. Whatever you can offer within the group to those who are in distress, that is what enables the opening of doors from higher circles towards us. But if we keep on looking crazily towards higher circles, it remains as a great strain and results in a kind of a frustration. That should not happen. Frustration comes to those who only see always towards the sky. The sky comes down towards you. If you look down and look for things there, you can be of some use. You mind your spirit of service at the lower planes, you are minded by the higher planes. That's why the theme has been so all the time. This consciousness, group consciousness, is though not recently once again given to people, it existed as early as humanity. When Rama came in the human form, when he was in the human form, he was only helping wherever he was. He was only helping the surroundings wherever he was. When he was in Ayodhya, he was very helpful to all the citizens. That's why he was so much admired. And when he was in exile, he was helpful to all the seers. See, normally when we go to ashrams of the seers or masters of wisdom, our attitude is to seek their blessings, isn't it? We always go to seek their blessings. And even in the maze, always blessings are sought. When there are so many seers in the forest where he was in exile for 14 years, he was only helping the seers all the time. All the time he demonstrated how to help the seers with his abilities. See, it is not that they need any help, but your attitude. Your attitude. And he found another group of monkeys. They needed help, was needed. Isn't it, Kishkindha? He was there to help, to redress an injustice that is happening there, and he has set right the group of monkey kingdom. He was very cooperative with the group of seers. He was so very cooperative with the group of monkeys. And he also extended such cooperation towards the trees, towards the animals, towards birds. See, Ramayana is not just to be seen as the story of an avatar, and an avatar has all potential. But it's a avatar that demonstrated how a human can be. When you are in palace, you help the people in the palace. When you are in the kingdom, you help the subjects of the kingdom. When you are in the forest, you help those who needed help. If you are with the monkeys, you see what they need and help them. When you are with the diabolics, you see how much you can help them. With everyone, it's a matter of extending cooperation and establishing friendliness. Friendliness. He saw in all the one, and he went on being friendly. That's how you have to understand. Likewise, in the story of Krishna, he has been friendly with the cows, he has been friendly with the animals, he has been friendly with the birds, he has been friendly with the trees, he has been friendly with all cowherd boys. And he continued that kind of friendly attitude and offering cooperation towards beings, and he built so many groups around him. Groups form around you not to be used, but they should be seen as an opportunity given to serve. An opportunity given to serve, but not an opportunity to just use them. Just using the groups would make you a criminal in the spiritual world. That should be known. Therefore, the spirit of brotherhood is the fundamental for opening the inner doors. You have to demonstrate this kind of cooperation to the surround. That's why, as you move forward with the cooperation towards the surroundings, when in a place, in a time, you are posited, isn't it? Today, we are in Bangalore, in this month of Capricorn, according to solar system, and Margashirsha or Sagittarius, according to lunar system. We are here today, so what am I to do here? What am I to offer here? We have something to offer. What I can offer only I should get into. I cannot get into areas where I cannot really have any use. Therefore, we have to find our place to see how much I can cooperate with the surroundings in a given situation. When that happens, slowly our attitude from being self-centered. Normally, we only think about ourselves all the time. Left ourselves by habit. By habit we think of ourselves. And our prayer is also for ourselves. Our prayer is also for ourselves, which is again a selfish activity. ది ప్రేయర్ ఈజ్ టు ఎనేబుల్ ది డివైన్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు యూ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ యువర్ ఆబ్లిగేషన్స్ టు ది సరౌండింగ్స్. యూ షుడ్ బి బెటర్ ఏబుల్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ యువర్ ఆబ్లిగేషన్స్ టు ది సరౌండింగ్స్ బై అలైనింగ్ విత్ ది డివైన్ అండ్ దట్ కెన్ బి సీన్ ఓవర్ ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. ఆర్ యూ ఏబుల్ టు బెటర్ పెర్ఫామ్ ఆర్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు బెటర్ పెర్ఫామ్? దట్ ఈస్ వేర్ ది ప్రేయర్ ఈజ్ హెల్ప్ఫుల్, దట్ యూ సీ ది కోఆపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇయర్ నాట్ ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ బట్ టు ఎక్స్టెండ్ కోఆపరేషన్ టు ది సరౌండింగ్. So that's why all our prayers are loka samasta sukhino bhavanta. Let peace and poise prevail to all the beings. Towards that end I work. Towards that goal I work. Self-seeking prayers are never answered. People seeking initiations through prayers, they are into a loophole. They're into a loophole because things have to change from being selfish to be selfless. From orienting to the center of your being shall have to be reversed and you orient to the circumference. That is what Master C.V.V. said. He said, when you orient to the circumference, in the circumference you find the center. And you find center everywhere, circumference nowhere. Because what you see as the center of your own being is also the center that exists in the other being. It's the same. As much as Ishvara is in you, so much Ishvara is around you. So as much as you relate to the Ishvara in the surrounding, so much the Ishvara in you reveals himself to you. Ishvara is but another name for the master. In English, Ishvara is called master. Whatever we say as master in English, he is but Ishvara in Sanskrit. Ishvara means the master of the whole universe. The master of the universe exists in each one of us, and it is because of him we have awareness, we have pulsating principle, we have all intelligences functioning in the body, and we are, because of his presence, all the facilities are present, and we are allowed to work with it, and we have to be grateful to him. The Ishvara within you cannot be revealed unless you see the Ishvara in the surroundings and then serve them. That's the new approach. Actually not new, old only. But by virtue of our selfish attitude, when this is intimated, it is seen as new. What did Christ do? Christ, a great example for the West. He worked for his people. Even today he is working for his people. Every master of wisdom remained on the planet, though they have facility to move into higher systems. They decided to stay back on the planet and help the beings. To the best of their ability, they keep on helping the beings. And they continue to help the beings because they see that is the essence of the entire life. Love is the essence of all. So love for those who are weak and who are meek are seen as the basic things that enabled us, seers, rishis, maharshis, brahmarshis, and chiranjeevis such as Hanuman or Dattatreya or Ganesha to reside on the planet and help beings. They're all there on the planet to help the beings. What for? What is it that they gain by doing so? It's a matter of love. So that's why when there is true love towards beings, it is found in its demonstration, more in its demonstration than its theorization. Theoretical expressions have no meaning, but this kind of demonstration is of great importance. Note how the passage reverses the usual presentation. That's what the master says. You want the doors within you to be opened. Everyone wants to enter into the cave of the heart. Isn't it? The cave of the heart in you is open to you when you are able to touch the heart of the others through deeds which are of pure goodwill. There is a statement given by Master Kuthumi. He says, everyone has a heart. Remind him of his heart through good deeds. When you do a deed of goodwill, an act of love, when the other feels touched by your act of love, then the heart is opened there. When you are able to keep opening the hearts of others, the heart in you opens itself. That's the beauty. The key to open the heart within exists in your effort to open the heart of others by responding warmly to their dire necessities. Someone is emotionally disturbed. So don't say, "Ah, he's just emotional." Don't say that. He's suffering from it. See how much we can help him to come out of that emotion. Someone else is disturbed by some other factor. You should see how best we can help him to come out of it. See, every being is fighting with his own personality in the entire world. Every person is fighting his own dragon, isn't it? Every personality is a dragon, and the Goliath is always fighting. So in his fight with his personality, if you can be of your help, of any help, then that quality in you enables to gain better ability to resolve your personality conflicts. We are mostly concerned about our personality conflicts. Our personality conflicts are secondary. The personality conflicts of those who are surrounding you are primary. So the understanding takes a reverse direction. There are no being who is not in some kind of conflict or the other in the world. So around you, when you see someone is in some kind of difficulty, some kind of conflict, some kind of sorrow, see how best you can help him. Further, the group is seen as a basic platform. Basic platform. Not to criticize someone who is in crisis. If someone is in some crisis, it's easy to say something about such person. Instead, how best you can help him in his crisis. If someone is some kind of sorrow, there is a way to help him by giving psychological support to him. Don't you do it if it is your own kid? If it is your own family member, don't you do it? Similarly, you have to extend the same spirit of love towards others. Then, when you are attending to the burning ground of others, your ground ceases to burn. Light manifests instead in your being. In your being. See, the burning bush, which is known in the West, which is seen as the golden light in the heart in the East, that golden light in the heart is a true manifestation when you heartily help the persons around you. When you heartily help the persons around you, then only the heart in you opens. So that's why the process is always in its reverse direction. When you think of helping others, you receive help from within. That is where cooperation is seen as the most favored word in the field of the masters of wisdom. They only look for those who are bent to cooperate. and they shun those who exhibit authority. Unfortunately, in the world, people believe in authority, people believe in power, people believe in instructing others, people believe in giving orders to others. That's all worldly. In the spiritual world, there are no orders to be given. In the spiritual world, there is no authority. No master of wisdom ever exercises authority. No authority, no expression of power, no order, no commandment, only suggestions, only friendly suggestions. You don't see any master of wisdom functioning with a harsh tongue. Doesn't happen. Because his tongue is pulled out. His throat is cut. The head is cut. The tongue is pulled out. And the body is thrown to vultures. These are the statements of initiation. Meaning he is willing to offer everything relating to him for the surroundings. He is willing to use not his tongue but the divine tongue where the word expresses itself. And his head is no more his. His head is no more his. It is a platform upon which the divine will can manifest. The divine will can manifest into a head, provided that head becomes a platform for the divine will. If the head, that's what I was saying to our brothers from the West just before this class. If you are too much into thinking, your head is busy with sound. When your head is busy with noise, nothing can enter into it. May the silence in and around. Where is the silence inside? Man has a facility to think. But if he continuously engages in thinking, thinking, thinking and thinking, he is only wasting his time. The head is meant to receive from higher circles. In the spiritual parlance, the head is meant to receive from higher circles. It has to be used as an antenna to receive from higher circles. And then transmit it to the heart, for a loving performance. Your performance you receive in the head, express through the heart. Receive in the head and express through the heart. And when you express through the heart, nothing expresses as an authoritatively. Nothing expresses as an order. Nothing expresses as a command. It moves out as a brotherly suggestion. It finds its own kind words. It doesn't carry harsh words. Because the art of speaking is in the heart. The art of speaking is not in the manipulation of the tongue. It is in the heart. It chooses the right word and gives the right expression. That gets out with a soothing effect, with a healing effect. When a master of wisdom utters something, already the healing has happened. If he addresses a male, already the male heals. The speech heals. The writing heals. Why? Because he is intended to heal. His very existence is to heal the surroundings. Around him gardens grow. Around him, even in the forest, gardens grow. Even in the desert, gardens grow. That's the beauty of love. Therefore, we should think of receiving from higher circles only to perform in the surrounding circles. What for is the head? The head is to receive from higher circles. Otherwise, you don't need a head. Just a mouth is enough. Just a mouth is enough to maintain this body. But there is a mechanism of reception from higher circles in your head. That can happen provided you wait to receive but not keep on thinking in the name of meditation. People keep on thinking about so many things. When will the thinking end? Until the thinking ends, the mind is not free to receive. It is full of sound. It is full of noise, such a noise. The other day in Hyderabad, I happened to meet a man. He said, "There is so much noise in my head. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I get crazy with this noise. What is the noise? The noise is about the contemporary life situations. Even if you don't want, they keep on coming and coming and coming and coming. Is there a way to silence it? People say about meditation, but to me, if I close my eyes, I get more frightened because the noise grows more in the mind. Isn't it?" I said, "Meditation is the means, no doubt, to gain the cool in the head. Meditation is no doubt a means to gain the cool in the head. The cool in the head is when the thinking process is switched off. That's why even in the scriptures it is said, the light in the head is the coolest light. The light in the head is the coolest light. When you have a cool head, people around you feel the warmth of your being. Understand? When you have cool in the head, that cool descends into your heart and people around gain the warmth. You don't have to do anything. Just being around itself is very soothing to them. What a beautiful situation. We all would like to have it, isn't it? But that can happen if we know how to wait to receive than to keep on thinking. How to wait to receive instead of keep on thinking. When the phone comes, or even when you make a phone call, you say hello. And thereafter you should learn to listen than to keep on speaking. I know people who telephone only to speak and put off. That's all. They don't listen from the other side. If you only know how to speak out and not listen, that's where the processes have to be reversed. You should inculcate the habit of listening. Your mind keeps on speaking. You are on the travel. It keeps on showing things, informing you the things either from the co-travelers or from the signboards here and there. Mind is busy. But the yoga says observe. Observe. Isn't it? The yoga says witness. Keep witnessing in the surroundings. Keep observing the surroundings. Keep listening to the surroundings which are silent. The nature is silent. We only make noise. So have an ear in the head which is much more active than the tongue which keeps on speaking inside. Just because we stopped speaking outside, it doesn't stop. It starts speaking inside. There is the mental voice, you know, which keeps on speaking inside all the time. How to put it off? Look to the sky and see it, and see what is it that is. The sky is seemingly silent, but it is full of sound, you know. ఆకాశం గుణము శబ్దము, శబ్దము ఆకాశ గుణము. సౌండ్ ఇస్ ది క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ది స్కై. బట్ డు వీ హియర్ ది స్కై? టచ్ ఇస్ ది క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ది ఎయిర్. Without air, there is no existence. What do we feel if someone airy touches us? It can happen when we keep the head cool. Since we cannot keep our head cool, we are given sleep. The nature turns it out. That's why we sleep. So the idea is that the cool head transmits the warmth into the surrounding. The warmth is transmitted by the heart when the cool is there in the head. And how do you make the head cool? It's only by keeping it open like a dish antenna. Keep it open to the sky. Now that we know what a dish antenna is, you should know that Sahasrara Padma is a dish antenna. It can bring in from all the 10 directions varieties of thoughts of goodwill. It can bring in messages from higher circles. There is a saying in Rig Veda, let good thoughts come to me from all the 10 directions. Let messages come to me from higher circles. Just keep open. Don't keep it busy. It is no different from what Master CVV says in the prayer, what are we to do? Keep observing what is happening. Be open. Be observant. Be a witness. When you keep on witnessing, you keep receiving some kind of impulses, hints. That's what they call electric hint, isn't it? By loudly bawling out electric hint, it doesn't work. The electric hint has to happen, isn't it? The lightning has to happen. You cannot organize a lightning. So let the electric hint happen. Let the pituitary hint happen. Let them happen. When can they happen? Only when you remain passive and receptive. This is what is called passive dynamism by Sri Aurobindo. Sri Aurobindo says, don't be proactive, just be dynamic and to receive. Be dynamic to receive. Meaning be alert to receive. Be open to receive. When we say Master CVV Namaskaram, thereafter we should be open to receive what the Master. Sometimes he gives instructions as suggestions. Sometimes he may lift you up. When he lifts you up into his own bosom, you cease to be for a while. You cease to be. Sometimes he may descend into your heart. It's all up to him to do whatever he would like to, because you have offered yourself to him. With full trust and confidence, when we offer ourselves to the Master, let him handle our energies, set them right, which he calls reparation. I will repair your vehicle. Let the reparation happen. Each time we offer and wait to receive, we offer and wait to observe. That's why we have all in our customary studies that we should be better listeners than speakers. A good speaker is one who can listen well. Listening is called Brihaspati. Speaking is called Saraswati. Speech is but the negative dimension of the sound, while listening is the positive dimension of the sound. So listen to speak. Listen to speak. But we are in a hurry to speak. When we are in a hurry to speak, our energies are expended for nothing. When we wait to listen, and when that listening has something to be expressed, then you speak. వినదగున ఎవ్వరు చెప్పినా వినంతనే వేగపడక వివరింపదగు కదా. సో యాజ్ యూ కీప్ ఆన్ లిజనింగ్ 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 లిజనింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ వై ఐ సే యూ షుడ్ బి ఆల్ ఆడిటర్స్. ఆడిటర్స్ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ చార్టర్డ్ అకౌంటెంట్స్. ఆడిటర్స్ మీన్స్ దోస్ హూ హ్యావ్ ది ప్రొఫెషన్ ఆఫ్ లిజనింగ్. An auditor is also compared to a watchdog, you know. Watchdog. What does a watchdog does? It closes its eyes, keeps its ears open and keeps all the surrounding. Open to all the surrounding, and it can listen much better than any being. Isn't it? A dog can listen much better than a human. Isn't it? Why? Because it has the ability to listen. That's why we are given dogs for worship. Sirius, they have set Sirius over there, the dog star. In this theme, may have already seen, on the south they have set the Sirius constellation. And then, which is called the dark star, or Ursa Major, or whatever you call it. And then we have Great Bear, and then Pleiades. Pleiades is the mother to our solar system. Great Bear is the father to our solar system. And Sirius is the teacher to our solar system. This is known, very well known to all those who have been listening to me. All teachers come to this solar system, not only to our planet, to our entire solar system. All teachers come from Sirius. And that is what we call in our eastern parlance as the Sarameya Mandala. Sarameya means the mandala of Sarama. Sarama means dog. In the west they call it dog star. In the east we call Sarameya Mandala. And the dog is no other than the energy of the principle of teacher, who is the best listener. He is the best listener. Because the teacher is Guru. Guru means Brihaspati. Dattatreya prevails over there. The Dattatreya Mandala is nothing other than Sarameya Mandala. The energy that has come to Master CVV has also is the energy that came through Sirius. We are all linked to Sirius thanks to, and we should ever be grateful to Master CVV. It has come via Sirius to us, via Sirius to our, into our solar system through Regulus, the central sun of our solar system, and in our solar system through Halicarnassus. The energy that we receive when we utter forth Master CVV Namaskaram is the most high energy. The most high energy means it is the origin. From the origin, each time the energy descends via Varuna, one of the two aswins, and then from there to Sirius, and from Sirius via Uranus, the planet, to Regulus, the sun in central sun in Leo, into our solar system, and in our solar system it is the comet which we call Halley that has brought it up to our earth orbit and touched this earth. And that energy which has come from the most high, from the origin, was received by Master CVV, who was a great adept coming from the ashram of Agastya. He received it, he deposited it in himself, Then he transmitted to these surroundings in cooperation with the hierarchy which is in Himalayas, that function in cooperation with the great parent tides. The seers or the saptarishis, they continue to function with the inspiration coming from the great bear. This is a saptarishi mandala and a kritika mandala. That's where they were. And these two form a triangle with Sirius. And the energy that we received from through Master CVV is the energy coming from the origin. And that energy is what is truly called the Master. That's the energy we invoke into ourselves. So when we invoke that energy, we should wait to receive it. We should wait to perceive it. We should wait to listen to it. We should be oriented to it. Just invoking it and getting busy with our own local situations means that you have not opened yourself for listening. So that kind of listening, when it happens, the head is truly functioning. The head has, please be, register this forever in the mind. The head is meant to receive from higher circles. Receive it. And for that we have to orient. So as you utter forth the name of the Master, wait to receive, wait to perceive, wait to conceive. If you do so, it has a purpose. It gives you the needed direction. The beauty with the Master is, he is direct with every meaning. He doesn't need agents. He said, this method is direct. He works on a one-to-one basis with everyone. One-to-one. It need not be through a authority or a hierarchy. He has dismantled the hierarchy and said, I shall directly function. Since we received it from Master Ike, out of respect, we invoke him. He received it from MM and from CVV. So he gave us CVV, MM, and we invoke Ike. But what is it that we are invoking is the energy of the Master. Master CVV himself, he is a medium to it. So that's why he says, do not concentrate upon my picture. Do not contemplate upon my picture. I am only a means for the energy. It's like opening the tap. What for do you open the tap? To receive the water. Do you orient to the water or do you orient to the tap? Once the tap is opened, what for you have opened the tap for the water? So orient to the water for which the tap is meant. But we are such a wonderfully prepared persons that we orient to the tap but not to the water. Taps are means for water to flow, isn't it? Do we orient to the water? Do we orient to the tap? Master CVV was very transparent when he said, don't orient to me. As you invoke me, look into my eyes, invoke me. Thereafter, observe what is flowing into you and happening in you, what adjustments it is making in you. Relate to the energy, relate to the downpour of energy, which is the space waters. This orientation is important. We respect the tap because it has been the means for us to get the water. We cannot disregard the tap, But the tap has a limited purpose. Its purpose is to channel the water. Here it is the water, space waters. Let the waters fill you. Let the waters quench your thirst. Let the waters do the needed purification. Let the waters make the needed adjustments. That's why all our scriptures from ancient most times, they always directed the seekers to the omniscient and omnipresent one, but not to a form. Form is the means. Form is not the end. Form is the means, but form is not the end. Through the medium, you receive the energy. Respect the medium through which the energy has come to you. But to whom do you orient? More to the energy than to the medium. That's why the orientation has to be towards omniscient one. Omniscient means all-knowing one. Omnipresent one means he is present everywhere. Entire Bhagavad Gita speaks of that. He speaks of omniscience, he speaks of omnipresence. When we orient more and more towards the omniscient and omnipresent one, we transcend one limitation which exists with this humanity over ages, the limitation of form. The limitation of form. Through your eyes, through my eyes, only one light expresses. Isn't it? It is the light that expresses through the eyes. Do we orient to the eyes where the light is? Do we orient to the form? First we should orient to light and later to the form. Wisdom is orient to the light. The sight is to orient to the form. That's why the scripture says the left eye is to see the form, the right eye is to see the wisdom, light of wisdom. The third eye is to see the synthesis of the two. The third eye is meant for vision. The right eye is meant for wisdom. Vision, wisdom, sight. So when we are only orienting to the form but not to the light that resides in it, the light resides in each one of us because every being is a being of light. So when every being is a being of light and he comes from the light, we are related to the omnipresent one. Omnipresent one. So when you relate to the omnipresent one, the form gets into a secondary state. The light takes to the primary state. When you take to the light primarily and form secondarily, all these religions will fall. There is a religion about Shiva, Shaivites. There is a religion about Vishnu. There is a religion about Mother. Isn't it? Word Mother. There is a religion about Ganesha. There is a religion about sun system. Everything is, we make a religion out of that which we repeatedly do. There is a religion about Muruga, Subramanya. Isn't it? There are people who only see the forms. It's one electricity functioning in so many ways. Should we relate to electricity or to its functional forms? That is the essence of the teaching of a master of wisdom. He would like that all of us come out of the form aspect and get into the life aspect or awareness aspect or the light aspect. So this omniscience, which is also in you, all that is present around is also present in you. The omniscient one and omnipresent one is also in you. So when you keep observing inside as that energy is invoked into you, from within things are revealed. From within things are revealed. From within the Master is revealed. Master does not mean a frame of the Master. The Master. There is only one who is present even in the Masters of Wisdom. The Master of Universe is also in the Masters of the Wisdom. The Masters of Wisdom are those who realize the omniscient and omnipresent Master. So he himself directly reveals to you. Insofar as you do your outer work in tune with the spirit of cooperation, establishing right relations in the surroundings. The whole game is how to relate to the surroundings. That's all wisdom is about. Wisdom is called P in Greek wisdom, isn't it? In English we say pi, but if you ask the Latin or the German ones or Spanish ones, they say it is P. It is Pythagoras, but not Pythagoras. P is wisdom, isn't it? What is P? The relation between the center and the circumference. You are the center, around you is the circumference. What kind of relation you have established with the surroundings? The right relation is established through offering cooperation, not non-cooperation. We are very diabolic and very diplomatic. We are seemingly cooperative, but we do not. Inside we have a lot of resistance. Outside we put up an artificial show. A hearty cooperation enables to build the relation between the center and the circumference. Whomsoever you meet, that's the circumference for the moment. You are the center. From this center to that circumference, what kind of relation that you build? Manifest wisdom or ignorance? That's what exactly meant by Vyasa. Vyasa. Vyasa in Sanskrit means the radius. The radius. Vedavyasa, he knew, that's why he could relate so well to all. Without Vedavyasa, there is no wisdom for the Kali Yuga. Without Vedavyasa, there is no wisdom for Kali Yuga. Anyone, anything, anywhere, saying has its roots in Vedavyasa's teachings. There is no new wisdom. It's all old wisdom presented at different times in different languages and different ways. But it's just the same wisdom all. So how do you get that wisdom? When you develop the right relationship with the surrounding. Whether others develop the same relation with you or not is not your concern. As far as you are concerned, you relate well. For you, the Vyasa becomes a reality. The radius becomes a reality. So from circumference to center, center to circumference, the unity is realized for you, as a basis of which there is manifestation of wisdom in you. Therefore, there is an outer work to be performed for the inner revelations. Without that, just keep on closing your eyes and trying to pull things from inside, you will only get into tensions. There is another way of creating tension by which, by your intense outer work, you pull down the beings from higher circles to your center. If you establish an excellent relation to the surroundings, there is an obligation for the higher beings to vertically relate to you. That is how you have to create the tension. For a master of wisdom to come to you, it is the depth of service that you demonstrate ఇట్ కాజెస్ ది మాస్టర్ టు కమ్ టు యూ. సో ఆల్ ది స్టోరీస్ ఆర్ నాట్ బికాజ్ యూ వెంట ఆన్ బెగ్గింగ్ ఫర్ ది మాస్టర్ కమ్స్. ది మాస్టర్ డజంట్ లుక్ ఫర్ బెగ్గర్స్, హీ లుక్స్ ఫర్ దోస్ హూ డిమాన్స్ట్రేట్ దేర్ బెస్ట్ ఇన్ ది సరౌండింగ్స్ సో దట్ ది సప్లిమెంట్ దేర్ వర్క్. ది మాస్టర్ డిసెండ్స్ టు సప్లిమెంట్ అండ్ సీ దట్ ఇట్ డన్ బెటర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ డన్ బెటర్ అండ్ బెటర్ అండ్ బెటర్ అండ్ బెటర్ అండ్ రీచెస్ లార్జర్ సెక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ అండ్ గ్రోస్ అరౌండ్. వై డస్ నాట్ ఏ గ్రూప్ గ్రో? సమ్ గ్రూప్స్ గ్రో, సమ్ గ్రూప్స్ డూ నాట్ గ్రో, సమ్ గ్రూప్స్ ష్రింక్, సమ్ గ్రూప్స్ డిజాల్వ్. ఇజన్ ఇట్ దిస్ ఇస్ సో మెనీ గ్రూప్స్ ఆల్ ఓవర్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది రీజన్? ది రీజన్ ఈజ్ ది డిగ్రీ ఆఫ్ కోఆపరేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ డిమాన్స్ట్రేటెడ్ ఇన్ దేర్ వర్క్. వెన్ ది డిమాన్స్ట్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ కోఆపరేషన్ ఈజ్ ఎట్ ఇట్స్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గ్రోయింగ్, ది కోఆపరేషన్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ హయ్యర్ సర్కిల్స్. వెన్ దెర్ ఈస్ నో కోఆపరేషన్, ఓన్లీ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ కోఆపరేషన్, నథింగ్ గ్రోస్. ఈవెన్ ఇన్ ది ఫెర్టైల్ ల్యాండ్ ది గ్రోత్ ఆఫ్ గార్డెన్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ ది గార్డెనర్. ఎస్, బికాస్ ది ల్యాండ్ ఈజ్ ఫెర్టైల్, ఇట్ మే గ్రో ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్, ఈవెన్ వీడ్స్ కెన్ గ్రో. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ దిస్ కల్టివేషన్ ఆఫ్ కోఆపరేషన్ ఈజ్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ కీ టువర్డ్స్ బిల్డింగ్ టెన్షన్ ఇన్ టు హయ్యర్ సర్కిల్స్ బై విచ్ ది హయ్యర్ బీయింగ్స్ హ్యావ్ టు డిసెండ్ అండ్ కోఆపరేట్ విత్ యూ. That's how the whole game is, and that's where the third sun sign of the zodiac, be it Gemini in the clockwise direction or be it Capricorn in the anti-clockwise direction, gives the message. So let us recapitulate this and see how best we can extend our cooperation into the surroundings on a minute-to-minute basis. As long as we are wakeful, as long as we are wakeful, that's already a good contribution which will open doors from within. There is a group before you, see how much you can cooperate. The fundamental group is family, so don't ignore the family because that's the fundamental group, natural group. And then the group, and then a larger group, and then the larger group. So that should be the spirit with which you have to function, regardless of the response from the surroundings. If your spirit of cooperation is at its best, the cooperation from higher circles has to come. That is the symbol of the painting of Da Vinci, where a hand from the sky is on your shoulder. When your hand is on the shoulder of someone else, that should be the basis. Let from being a swartha to yajnartha, one has to transform. For that, group is a means to start with. It is an experimental ground. It's a laboratory. If you fail in laboratory, you will surely fail in the larger world. May that be so. May we continue to be more in tune with the given prayer by which you receive. Your entire system is readjusted and aligned. It can happen depending upon what you do in the outer. If you don't carry out appropriately in the outer, you do not even find the facility to do the prayer. You are disallowed to enter into the rhythm of prayer when the outer activity is not at its best. And even if you are very regular with your prayer, what is the measure for you to gain the presence of the Master depends upon your activity of the day in the outer. if you have spoken to someone harshly, if you have ignored someone, if you have offended someone, you come back and you sit in prayer, nothing will happen. Nothing. You may have the glamour of being in the prayer. So these fundamentals, we gather here only to recollect the fundamentals so that we do well. I will read out some of these sentences about the need of omniscience, about the need of omnipresence tomorrow, and show what dimensions the hierarchy and the masters of wisdom they would expect from us to move forward into the future. Thank you. Namaskaram.